It went straight down the middle. Then it started.
I'd like to get both of your reflections because you played in slightly different eras, but I go back to some of the what I would call the more fun events, if you will, at least for the spectator, the Bob Hope tournaments, the Bing Crosby tournaments, the Jackie Gleason tournaments, Sammy Davis. There were a lot of great celebrities hosting tournaments. Some of those had to be a lot of fun.
Oh, they were. Bob Hope was always interesting. That tournament was really kind of neat. The social aspect around it, going to dinner at Bob's house was pretty cool, right. And you know, things like that. So and I played with a lot of different people. The year I won, I was in the celebrity field. I think I played with Johnny Mathis, Telly Savalas, you know, two of the guys I played with that year. I mean, Telly Savalas had one of the first mobile phones in his cart ringing about every 5 minutes the entire round. So, I mean,
Kojak.
Yeah, and every time he answered, yeah, who loves you, baby? You know, he had the lollipop going. He was in full character. But it was all good. I got to play as defending champion with Hope and Tip O'Neill and Gerald Ford, so it was kind of cool.
Yeah,
so,
that sounds familiar, Bruce.
Devil did that. So
yeah, it was always fun. Yeah, like Lanny said, you know, back in those days, where you know, to think that somebody would invite you, like Hope would invite you to his house.
Yeah, it was very neat.
You know, it's sort of neat. You know, he's probably from a entertainment standpoint, he and his patriotism for this country. He's really an icon. No doubt about it.
Probably one of the greatest, you know, Americans of all time, if not the greatest.
Yeah, you had some great partners at some of those events too, didn't you?
I did. I had the Lenny. I'm sure Lenny knows. I had the honor of having Dean Martin as my partner at the what is now called the ATT, used to be the Crosby Clambake.
Well, Dean was easy to play. I played with Dean a couple. He was easy to play with because he loved golf and he was a very good player. So it was he wasn't your typical celebrity to play with. He was fantastic.
He was fun, yeah. And he was a great guy. When you're talking about the Bob Hope Classic, when I won the Bob Hope Classic, I got a phone call in the clubhouse after the tournament. And was told that there's an airplane at the airport waiting to take me and Gloria to Vegas for his opening at the casino.
There you go.
So, you know, that's a bit heady, that sort that of is, stuff, isn't it? To think that you'd have Dean Martin send a plane for you and then you sit right in front of him when he's opening his show. But, you know, I think a lot of those guys really helped the game. You know, I mean, I always harp back to the fact that Arnold probably was the most significant from a player's standpoint of lifting the game of golf to where it, you know, where it's ultimately become. But those celebrities helped a lot too,
and especially Hope and Crosby. They're the ones that really went out
really
and they loved the game of golf, and they went out and they ran quality tournaments.
Absolutely.
And they stayed involved. They were in for the long haul. They weren't just there. I was a big baseball fan. Always have been.
Yeah.
My days growing up. And one year at the Bob Hope, my opening day foursome was Glavin, Maddox, and Smoltz.
How about that?
I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that's
good to play with them. And on the putting green, it was Roger Clemens and George Brett. And all, I mean, I played with a lot of those guys over the years, so that was a lot of fun.
We hope you've enjoyed this short track of For the Good of the Game. And please, wherever you listen to your podcast on Apple and Spotify, if you like what you hear, please subscribe, spread the word, and tell your friends. Until we tee it up again, for the good of the game, so long, everybody.
Whack down the fairway. It went smack down the fairway. Then it started to slice just smidge off line. It headed for two, but it bounced off nine. My caddy says, long as you're still in the state, you're okay. Yes, it went straight down the middle, quite a way.